From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. freedom of navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. Several Chinese ships showed the U.S. vessel, shadowed the U.S. vessel as it made its way through the South China Sea. China denounced the U.S. patrol that went close to the man-made island it considers a part of its territory. But U.S. defense officials are saying U.S. vessels will be making other trips through the area. The United States is stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East. He said there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of a group of hostages in Iraq.
The third and final R is raids, signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Ash Carter. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed, 2,200 injured. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate John Magufuli took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. Several key cabinet members appear to have lost their seats in parliament. The elections are expected to be Tanzania's tightest races ever, with the ruling CCM party facing its first major challenge in decades. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the airstrikes that hit a hospital in Yemen, noting that hospitals and medical personnel are protected under international law. In a statement Tuesday, Ban called for a prompt and impartial investigation to ensure accountability for the airstrikes, which occurred in North Yemen's Sa'ada province. The U.S. State Department says Iran is expected to be invited to key meetings about Syria's political future. The meetings will take place in Vienna this week. State Department spokesman John Kirby spoke about the participation of Iran in the meetings.
It's expected that Iran will be invited to attend. Point one. Point two, it's up to Iran to decide whether they're going to or not when they are asked. And if they decide to go, who goes and who represents for them.
Attendance by Iran could mark a shift for the U.S. and other Western powers that have sought to limit engagement with Iran on issues beyond the Iran nuclear agreement reached in July. An American who had moved to Israel in the 1980s died Tuesday of wounds suffered in a Palestinian attack 2 weeks ago. Richard Lakin had been a teacher at an Arab Jewish school. Israel, meanwhile, has sentenced a radical Islamic preacher to nearly a year in prison for inciting Palestinians to riot in the East Jerusalem religious site. Sheikh Raed Salah, who heads a branch of the group called the Islamic Movement, was ordered Tuesday to report to prison November 15th to start serving 11 months behind bars. His lawyer promises to appeal the sentence to the Israeli High Court. Turkey's prime minister says the Turkish military has attacked Syrian Kurdish forces of the PYD. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says Turkey's army shelled Syrian Kurdish forces of the Democratic Union Party, the PYD, on two occasions. Davutoğlu said the attacks were in response to the Kurdish forces violating his country's red line of advancing across the Euphrates River. Ankara accuses the PYD of being an affiliate of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which Turkish forces are fighting. The Kurds deny the accusation. The PYD, in its battle against the Islamic State, has linked up a series of Kurdish enclaves, taking control of much of the Syrian-Turkish border region. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. Congressional leaders in the U.S. have reached a tentative agreement with the Obama administration on a government spending plan. The plan could avoid another contentious budget standoff between the Democratic White House and the Republican-led Congress. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.